It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to the 2023-2024 girls basketball season. We're here at the Ray Etzler Gymnasium in Convoy, Ohio, Crestview High School. Our Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Knights here in a few minutes. And happy to get things going underway here with basketball going on. Tomorrow we also have a game at home. Girls will host Arcanum, JV game at 6 o'clock. So it'll be tomorrow evening. Most of the other girls' games on Saturdays will be morning or early afternoon. There'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. On Tuesday, girls will host Mississinewa Valley. Again, 6 o'clock start there, and we'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver, WPGW, with the NFHS video. And then Saturday is Jay County Day. The girls will play at Jay County at noon, and we'll be simulcasting WPGW for that. And they usually broadcast both the JV and varsity games, so we'll be simulcasting that, and that's a noon JV start. And then the boys will host Jay County with a 6 o'clock start on the JV, and again, I think they will probably broadcast the boys and girls, and we'll be simulcasting WPGW. So for that. So that's things going on. That'll be the beginning of the boys' season is next Saturday, a week from tonight. And I was just looking at some scores from the football playoffs, and Marion Local is leading Patrick Henry 7-0 in the first quarter. I believe, let me see if I can find Salina here. Well, I had it a minute ago, but I've lost it. But Versailles is down 7-0 to Columbus Grove. Columbus Grove is a very good team from up here kind of north. And Salina Bulldogs and Bishop Watterson are tied 0-0 in the first quarter. So a couple of 7-0 scores. Marion is ahead, and Versailles is behind. Salina's tied 0-0. So we have that going on, and I'm pretty sure I have this right, but after probably partway through this game, I'll get it figured out for sure. But the rule on fouls and bonus shots is different this year. The way I understand it, and I'm pretty sure this is correct, each quarter is its own quarter. It starts back at zero fouls for each team. So instead of a half, it's each quarter, and there is no one-and-one anymore. So it'll be a foul shot. It'll be two foul shots every time somebody's fouled if the team that fouled them has five or more fouls on them that particular quarter. So it's going to be confusing for me and probably be confusing for a lot of people. I'm sure that the players for boys and girls for all the teams have kind of gone over it, and they've been kind of probably doing it in the scrimmages too, so everybody knows what's going on. It'll be confusing. The officials, I'm sure they've been drilled on that over and over to make sure that gets straightened out. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes, but right now that's what they're doing. It seems like that's kind of a national type of thing going on now, and Ohio's going along with that. And, you know, everybody had all kinds of problems several decades ago when it went to the one-and-one with the bonus and that type of thing. And they also had a lot of trouble figuring stuff out when a jump ball the people that both had their hands on the ball and got the jump ball called. It used to be that those two people did an actual jump ball at either the foul line on whichever end they were at or the center court, wherever they were closest to, they did a jump ball. And it was, you know, you could very easily get a 5'10 guy trying to jump against a 6'7 guy or girl. So sometimes that wasn't so fair, so they did the alternate possession. And it took everybody a little bit to get used to it. Now even the people that really were opposed to it hardly even remember that's how it was. So we'll get used to this too, and I'd say after a game or two or three, we'll have it all figured out. And I'm very sure that's how it is now. Each quarter is its own entity. It starts back at zero fouls, zero team fouls. Personal fouls don't go away. Zero team fouls at each quarter. When you get to five, the team that got fouled shoots two foul shots. So there is no one-and-one. All of that's gone away. They're trying things to speed up the game and to simplify the game. And this seems to have worked in places around the country. So they're getting ready for the national anthem. And we'll take a little break here while they're doing that. And we'll be back with the start of the basketball season for our Lady Indians. Be back in just a couple minutes.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
IGA has the very popular Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls in stock for those of us who want to be sure to get what we need for the holidays. This is the perfect time to be sure you have what you and your family are going to want. The turkey rolls should be available all season, but there could be some occasional shortages, and Wayne IGA will have them in stock whenever they're available.
It's an hour throughout the day by local businesses.
seeds, including this one.
Hello, this is...
Again, Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls are in stock. Be ready for the upcoming holidays and stop by Wayne IGA today. If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Welcome back to Ray Etzler Gymnasium. Getting the introductions here for both teams. And the Indians are taking on the Crestview Lady Knights. And we have our brand new head coach, Mr. Tyler Deitch. I believe some of his family from, I believe he's originally from Rockford. I know he's been around that area some. He is, several of his family are in the stands, I believe. So that'll be good. So I'm talking to several people that I didn't recognize before the game. Just a quick little hello, how are you, good luck kind of thing. So going to be real interesting to see how this season goes. The Crestview Knights, they're good. They have two very good girls that were awesome volleyball players. They went a long, long way in the volleyball tournament, and they are... From last year, the year before, and probably the year before that, Callie Gregory and Maya Etzler are just outstanding players. So it's going to be interesting to see how we can do against a really good team like this. And they're a very similar program to ours. A lot of history, a lot of long runs in the tournaments, a lot of state championships in various sports. Should be good. We're getting ready for the tip-off, and it is tipped to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll bring it down and over to the right wing and off of her leg. I couldn't tell if it was off of hers or off of Callie Gregory's leg, but she's Callie Gregory's a 5'10 senior. She seems taller than that, but it is, Kreider over to Maya Etzler to McCoy, I believe it is. Their ponytails are covering their numbers, and I'm not familiar enough with them. So that was a shot from the side from Casey Gregory, a freshman, and a miss. Rebound by Carly Niekamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp, 6 foot junior, will bring it up for our Indians. And it'll be Kennedy driving to the basket, kicking it back out. And shot from out on the left side by Callie Wendell. And it's in for a three. Indians lead 3-0. And it'll be Casey Gregory bringing it up for the Lady Knights. And dribbling out is Ellie Klein. And she'll get it over to Kulwicki. She gets it over to the side. Again, can't read the numbers. That was Gregory kicking it back over to Kowicki on the left side. She'll dribble out to the top of the key. She's being guarded by McKenna Mullenkamp, excuse me, a freshman. I think we got a couple of freshmen out there. Shot up, no good. Kennedy brings it up and out to... I didn't see who it was that shot the shot. Did miss it, though. And rebound to the Lady Knights. They put it over in the left corner, out on the left wing, over to the right wing. Inside to Kennedy Kreider. And it is a two-pointer, 3-2. And Indians bringing it up. And it is McKenna Hillskamp in the corner. Another miss for her. Callie with the rebound. She'll dribble it out. She'll go back over to McKenna Hill's camp and gets it to Kennedy Mullenkamp, out to Carly on the right wing, and up and short, and rebound to the Lady Knights, but Carly steals it away, gets it over to Callie Wendell, who shoots it, hits the rim, and goes back over the top of the backboard. So it'll be the Lady Knights basketball, and it'll be Casey Gregory bringing it up court. Gets across the center line, gets over to Ellie Klein on the right wing, back to Gregory, and Kolwicki gets it down to Klein in the corner, and it'll be Callie Gregory from about 22 feet. Looked like she's done that a million times. That was a three-pointer, and it's now 5-3 with the Lady Knights leading, and Carly Niekamp bringing it up, had a little problem and traveled, and now it'll be Callie Gregory bringing it up for the Lady Knights. She gets it to Klein. Klein is dribbling out at the top of the key, dribbles into the zone, but kicks it back out, and McKenna Hillskamp all over Casey Gregory. They get it into Klein. Back out to Maya Etzler, and Callie Gregory dribbling into the foul line, kicks it back out to Casey Gregory, and back out to Klein, over to Callie Gregory on the right wing. That's a three-pointer up, no good. Rebounded by Etzler, and she misses the shot, gets it back out to one of her teammates out. And that is a shot up and missed, and the Indians get the rebound. They Crestview taps it away, and so it'll be Carly Niekamp inbounding it on the far end, well, on the side, on the other end of the court to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll get it to Callie. Callie gets it across to Hillskamp. Hillskamp out to Niekamp to Callie. She gets a shot, no good. Rebound Indians, but I think maybe we stepped on the out-of-bounds line. I'm not sure. So it'll be the Lady Knights ball. They lead 5-3, 3 minutes, 33 seconds here in the first quarter. And it'll be, Casey Gregory dribbling up. And it's, I thought it went off of her leg and out of bounds. And the first official initially called it, and one of the other officials straightened him out that said it did go off of her leg. So Indians have the ball. Kennedy Mullenkamp bringing it across center court, gets it over to Callie, down to, I believe that's Sage Luthold in the corner, and her shot's partially blocked. Casey Gregory bringing it up, gets it to Klein, who would have thrown it over everybody's head, except it was Callie Gregory who went up and got it. And they get it inside, goes in, and it is a two-pointer by Ellie Klein, and it is 7-3. We scored 3 points early, Callie with a three-point shot, and they've scored seven straight. So the ball goes to Callie. She tries to get it over to Kennedy, swiped away by Callie Gregory. She goes up for a nice, easy layup on the other end. 2.5 minutes to go here. First quarter, Indians are down 9-3. So Kennedy gets it to Carly. Carly gets it back to Kennedy. Back to Carly. She drives in and goes in for the layup. It goes in, and I'm upstairs a little bit, and I can't see down at the baseline, but I'm very sure. Yeah, they called a foul. I didn't see who that was on. Oh, that was on Callie Gregory, so that's good news for the Indians. That's her first. And Carly is at the line. She'll put it up. And off the back of the rim, rebound by Sage Luthold. And she'll get it out to McKenna Hulskamp. She gets it to Carly on the left wing. Carly will dribble in the zone to Kennedy, to Callie in the corner. No good. Rebound up. And Looks like we have a foul on McKenna Hill's camp. That's her first. And each team has one foul. And again, we'll probably get to see the new rule in effect. Lady Knights are bringing the ball up. It is Ellie Klein. Gets it over to Etzler. Back to Kulwicki. Then into, trying to get it into Etzler. It's to Kreider. They get it over to Callie Gregory. She misses another three-pointer. She's one for three now, I believe. Rebound, Indians. Kennedy Mohnkamp's bringing it up. Indians cross center court quickly. Slow it down a little. Kennedy drives to the corner, hands off to Callie. Callie hands it to Carly. Carly will drive into the lane, kick it out to Sage, and tries to kick it to Hulskamp, and it's knocked away, and it'll be the Indians' ball on our end of the court on the side. And Carly Niekamp will go over to bring the, to trigger it in here. Gets it to Kennedy Mohnkamp. Brings it back across center court. Minute and a half here in quarter number one. Indians down 9-5. And Kennedy over to Hulskamp to Sage in the corner. Back out to Hulskamp on the right wing. Left wing to Kennedy on the right wing. Back to Hulskamp. And Carly will try to go inside to Sage. Ball tipped away. And it'll be the Lady Knights ball. And it'll be Callie Gregory bringing the ball up for them. And she gets it off to her sister, Casey Gregory, and it's up, no good. And nobody could get a hold of it. A couple of people touched it, but it went out of bounds. And it is, it was Indian's ball, another conference by the officials, and it goes to the Lady Knights. So 51 seconds left here in quarter number one. Indians down 9-5. Each team with one team foul, which again will reset at the end of each quarter. They try to go inside to Kennedy Kreider, and it goes off of her hands and out of bounds. Indians are taking it out under the basket. A little bit of a press by the Lady Knights. Carly gets it into Callie, back to Carly, to Kennedy. Kennedy will throw it in the corner to Hulskamp, inside to Sage Leuthold, off, and the rebound goes to Kulwicki of the Lady Knights. And Callie Gregory will bring the ball up for him. 29 seconds left here. Gregory dribbles, goes inside, gets it to Kennedy Kreider, who scores. And it is 11-5. And there's 18 seconds. And gets it to Kennedy. We're still not across center court. Leuthold to Callie. Finally get it across to Hulskamp. She dribbles down to the right corner. And it'll be a foul on 15. That is Kennedy Kreider. That's her first, team's second of this quarter. It'll be Indians triggering the ball in. 6 seconds. Kennedy to Hulskamp to Callie in the corner. And she gets a three-pointer at the buzzer. And the Indians are now down 11-8. We'll take a little break and be back in just a minute or two.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Ray Etzler Gymnasium. I'm not sure what's going on there. Sorry. Welcome back to Ray Etzler Gymnasium, where the Lady Indians now trail 11-8 after a three-pointer by Callie Wendell at the buzzer. A couple of updates. Marion Local now leads Patrick Henry 21-0. And not long ago, Versailles was down 7-0. They're now up 17-7. They're in the second quarter. And I haven't found the Salina score yet, so I'll try to find that. But our Salina's leading Bishop Watterson 14-7. So all three of our local schools still in the playoffs, football playoffs, are doing well. So Lady Knights get the ball first, and it is Kulwicki down in the left corner, gets it out to Casey Gregory. She goes, dribbles in, and scores, and it's 13-8. Indians down 5, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will trigger it in to Callie Wendell. Callie's going to bring it up across center court, and they're saying she stepped on the line. I thought she was getting pushed a little bit, but they're not calling that. So that'll be the Lady Knights ball. It'll come in to Casey Gregory. Back over to Ellie Klein. Inside to Callie Gregory. Easy two-point basket. It's 15-8. Less than a minute, and the Lady Knights have scored 4 points quickly on our Indians defense. Kennedy Mullenkamp struggling to get across center court. And instead of her throwing it to somebody, she threw it back to Callie. They were just getting ready to call 10 seconds. I think that's even what Scott Nurse was gonna call right when Coach Deitch called a timeout. So it's Indians timeout. And I want to remind everybody of something, or I just got reminded myself, looking down at Dave Springer. I talked to him before the game, and he said to make sure I gave a shout-out to his sister and brother-in-law, Chuck and Kathy Etzler, who are no doubt listening. I think they listen to everything we do. So they are some of our best fans, and obviously from up here in Convoy, and Dave Springer, a great star from back in his day and at Hillsdale, and now retired from teaching. I believe he's doing the book tonight. He's doing something down there. I believe it's the book he's doing. And he wanted to give a shout-out to Chuck and Kathy, and we also want to give a shout-out to anybody and everybody listening. We appreciate it. And as long as we don't have a malfunction in the equipment, this game will be in the archives later tonight. So timeout is over. 15-8. Indians will take the ball out again. Not sure. The official is still chit-chatting at the table, and I'm not sure what's going on. Okay. So now we have Sophia Guggenbiller in the game. Gets it to Kennedy, to Callie. She dribbles over to the right wing. She gets it back to Kennedy at the top of the key. She's dribbling out on the right wing a little bit now to Sage on the left wing. Sage will drive toward the basket, kicks it back out to Hillscamp. Hillscamp over to Luthold in the corner. And Kennedy will dribble in, kicks it back to Sage. She'll dribble it out near the top of the key. Hillscamp dribbles on the left side and goes into the lane, kicks it back out to Sage. Their defense has given us some problems. We are not getting any open shots. They're pretty good. 15-8, 6 minutes to go here in second quarter. And we get it to somebody in the corner, and I can't see. That was Callie, and she goes off the rim, and we get the rebound. And looks like Sage got the rebound and kicks it out to Callie, kicks it to Hillscamp. She's in the lane, kicks it back out to Sage, and it'll be Hillscamp to Callie. A little too high. Callie sort of got her hand on it, but the defender tipped it and knocked it out of bounds. So we'll take it out. We'll bring it in bounds from the other side of midcourt, and Cameron Mullenkamp is now in. So Kennedy has the ball. Kennedy Mullenkamp is bringing it across center court, guarded by Callie Gregory. And Callie Wendell tries to get it to Kennedy. And they're going to call a foul on, I believe that's number three, I believe. We'll look at, number three, Casey Gregory. That is her first and the first of this quarter. So Kennedy has the ball, brings it across center court, and she kicks it to Carly Niekamp. Carly goes into the lane, kicks it over to Kennedy in the left corner. Kennedy will drive into the lane, goes up with a left-handed shot, and up and in, and it is 15-10, and quickly ahead to, I believe, number four, Ellie Klein, I believe, is who got that one. They got a very easy, quick layup. It's 17-10, and Carly goes into the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Cameron gets the rebound. She gets it stolen away by Kennedy Kreider, and it is, that is Casey Gregory, the freshman, with about a 22-foot three-pointer, goes in 20-10 now. So it is Kennedy Mullenkamp. She dribbles out to the top of the key, comes over to the right side. She's looking for somebody to get it to, gets it to Carly, and she'll head toward the basket, being heavily guarded by the Lady Knights. And Kennedy Mullenkamp gets a good shot up, bounces off the rim twice, but no good. And the Indians, they try to throw it down court. The Indians come and get it, and in the process, I believe she got pushed. I think that was Cameron, I believe, got pushed. But so it is. That is a foul on Ellie Klein again, her first. And Cameron Mullenkamp throws it into Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy brings it across center court and gets it to Carly. Carly drives into the lane, tries to get a shot up, can't. Gets it over to Guggenbiller in the corner. Off the rim once, up high and down right through the middle. 20-12, Indians behind. And another quick shot by the Lady Knights, but they missed it. Indians with the rebound. Callie Wendell shooting about a 25-footer, but she was wide open, so she decided to take it instead of trying to get a little closer off the rim, but rebounded by Kennedy Mullenkamp. She gets it to Cameron, and one of the Lady Knights reached in on her and touched the ball and caused her to travel, so it'll be the Knights' ball, 20-12 here. Just under 3.5 minutes left here in quarter number two. Indians down 20-12. It is Casey Gregory out at the top of the key. She'll kick it over to Ellie Klein on the left, back to Gregory, then to Klein. Gregory drives in from the right side. She'll put it up, no good. And a rebound by McKenna Hulskamp. Hulskamp will bring it up, just under 3 minutes now. And Kennedy Mullenkamp has it, brings it to the right key, or the right wing, I should say. Goes in, a little off on the basket, and it is rebounded by Maya Etzler. She gets it ahead to Casey Gregory, and that is, so the Indians now are down 22-12, and Crestview calls a timeout with 2.5 minutes to go. So I guess we'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line.
I can't get the repeat to turn off, so we have to kind of watch that. Versailles Tigers now lead 23-7 over Columbus Grove. And see if I can find some other scores here. I'm getting basketball scores, so I'm not getting what I want. So we'll get back to the game here. So Indians down 22-12. Kennedy Mullenkamp dribbles over to the left wing, to Callie on the right wing. They're both out past the volleyball line. Kennedy down in the corner to Mullenkamp, or Hilskamp, excuse me, and she's up, got her shot partially blocked and grabbed by Maya Etzler. She gets it ahead to Callie Gregory and tried to get it ahead to Colwicky, and it goes out of bounds. So that'll be the Indians' ball. 2 minutes, 11 seconds left here in quarter number two. And Callie Wendell will kick it in to Kennedy. Back to Callie, over to McKenna Hilskamp. And Kennedy into Carly. Carly goes strong to the basket, and it goes in, and she is fouled again. And so that is a foul on Haley McCoy. That's her first. So Carly is up, no good. And she has 4 points for the game. And they get it quickly up to Colwicky, who travels. And it's 22-14. And so it's Callie dribbling out at the top of the key. She kicks it to Carly. Carly will dribble in, shoots a 10-footer off the rim, gets her own rebound. Got tapped a little bit, but they didn't call it. Quickly ahead for the Lady Knights to Ellie Klein. And she's fouled. I was going to say in the act of shooting, but it doesn't make any difference anymore. So the Lady Knights in this quarter have 3 fouls. That's the Indians' first foul, and that is on McKenna Hilskamp. That's her second, and that is Ellie Klein. Puts one in. It's 23-14, and looks like I don't know who came in for her, but Hilskamp went out with 2 fouls. So we have Carly Niekamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp, Cameron Mullenkamp, Sage Luthold, and Callie Wendell in the game. The second foul shot goes in. It's 24-14. Carly gets it into Kennedy. Kennedy will bring it across center court. Down to Callie in the right corner. Up and good again. She has 3 threes here in this contest. And it's 24-17. And quickly shot up for the Lady Knights. And missed by Casey Gregory. Kennedy brings it up, gets it to Callie. Callie tries to get it to Cameron, knocked off of her leg, and she saved it, but it back into one of the Lady Knights. Layup missed, rebounded by the Lady Knights. Callie Gregory goes up, just missed a shot, and rebound all over the place. Maya Etzler and Carly Niekamp were both working on that one, but looks like the Indians it went out of bounds. Looks like the Indians will get the ball. And Kennedy, 40 seconds left here in quarter number two in the first half. Indians down 24-17, looking to kind of cut the deficit a little bit. Kennedy drives to the baseline, comes back out, gets it to Callie, 26 seconds. She'll do a little fake and drive in. No good. Rebound. And it'll be Sage Luthold and Maya Etzler tied up. And looks like it will be our ball, alternate possession. We get it into Kennedy, out to Carly. 17 seconds to Sage, over to somebody in the corner. And to Luthold, she puts it up, no good. 8 seconds, goes out of bounds. Missed the backboard and the rim. Goes out of bounds. 24-17. 7.5 seconds to go here. We need to slow them down. Don't want to get any more behind. And it'll be Callie Gregory driving the length of the court and putting the layup in at the buzzer. And it is 26-17 in favor of the Lady Knights. We'll take a little break. Be back with halftime. Back in just a second or two.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews, Kelt Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Power Lift Recliner for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock. Choose from a variety of sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors. Let our experienced specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Learn more at KeltPharmacy.com. Kelt Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Holidays are approaching, and the Tin Cupboard is again taking orders for their delicious homemade pies for your festivities. Everybody loves their pies, and they have lots of different flavors of their tasty fruit pies and lots of other varieties available. Order ahead of time by stopping in or calling 375-3034, then you can focus on all your other holiday preparations. Just let the Tin Cupboard know what pies you want, let them know when you need them, and they'll do the rest. Great to know that even if you won't have the time to make great pies for your guests, or if you just know they make better pies than you do, you can still serve your guests an awesome dessert this holiday season. Just stop in or call the Tin Cupboard at 375-3034 and place your order now.
Welcome back to Ray Etzler Gymnasium. Lady Indians' first game of the season under new coach Tyler Deitch. We're down 26-17 at halftime against a very good Crestview Lady Knights team. And I'm just trying to check some football scores. At halftime, Salina and Bishop Watterson. Salina is tied with Bishop Watterson at 14. And see if I can find this. I haven't figured this app out yet very well, so I'm struggling, and it's actually basketball season according to the app, so it keeps giving me basketball scores. But see if I can find Versailles here. Versailles is leading at the half 23-7 over Columbus Grove, and I'm not finding, have to try to check again. So yeah, Marion Local is leading 21-0 over Patrick Henry, and this says second quarter. It has to be late second quarter. So Saline is tied, Versailles is up, and Marion Local is up in our football playoffs. So good luck to all of those teams. We want to bring as many of those big trophies back to this area as we possibly can. I was hoping to get three MAC trophies, but that's not going to happen. Coldwater got beat last week, but we'll put Salina in there. They're not MAC, but we are really happy that they're finally getting their football program going again. I believe the last time that they went deep at all in the tournament, in the playoffs, was back when Mike Bath was the quarterback for them, and that was more than 20 years ago. So it's been a while since they've been good enough to go deep into the playoffs. So really happy for Salina. That's good for everybody in the area to be, you know, football powerhouses again. So, again, 26-17 is our score here. We updated you on the football playoffs. And what we have coming up for sports tomorrow, the girls will host Arcanum. That's going to be an evening game, JV game at 6 o'clock. That'll be our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. Then on Tuesday, the girls will host Mississinewa. JV game again at 6 o'clock. And we'll have the varsity game. That'll be a simulcast with WPGW with Rob Weaver. And the NFHS video, his audio will be with the NFHS video. Saturday, it's Jay County Day. The girls will play at Jay County starting at noon. And the boys will host Jay County at 6 o'clock. And I haven't gotten confirmation yet, but I think that I'm assuming that, as usual, we're simulcasting WPGW, and they will, they almost always do both the JV and varsity games. So anything that they're broadcasting, we'll have that simulcasted for you right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. So we appreciate everybody kind of tuning in. We're going to take another little break here, and we'll be back with a little bit more of halftime and then the start of the second half back in just a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to the Ray Etzler Gymnasium, where our Indians open up the season here with the Lady Knights, and the Lady Knights are leading 26-17 here in the at halftime. And Indians are playing pretty well. We have a freshman that started, McKenna Hillscamp, and she's played quite a bit. Cameron Mullenkamp has also come in off the bench, also seeing a lot of time. Carlene Ekamp, I have her for 4 points, two shots where she was fouled in the act of shooting and made them both. Callie Wendell has played, I believe, the whole first half. She might have been out for a little bit. She had two threes in the first quarter and one in the second quarter. Sage Luthold has played quite a bit. Cameron Mullenkamp, another freshman, has played some. Brenda Homan has been playing. She played mostly the JV, and Kennedy Mullenkamp, of course, playing the whole time. And I think we've had seven or eight or maybe even nine different players in. And looking for that right combination, you know, you've seen them, you know, on the practice court some scrimmages, and we've scrimmaged some pretty good teams. This is a very good team that we're playing. Callie Gregory is just an outstanding player. It lists her at 5'10". I believe she's taller than that, but in volleyball and basketball, she plays a lot taller than 5'10". She is just a great, great athlete, and just you can tell that she is really smart. And her sister, who's a freshman, has also done very well. They don't have the scoring thing up on the scoreboard here, so don't know exactly how many everybody has for them. And I am missing a couple of points for the Indians, I believe. I think I'm missing 4 points. But I know Carlene Niekamp had two times when she went in for a layup, made it, and was fouled in the act of shooting. She did miss both of the foul shots. But so we're about a minute away from getting going here in the second half. And again, with the fouls, there is no 1-and-1. The 1-and-1 is gone. Each quarter, the team fouls start all over. And when a team gets to five fouls on them, the other team will shoot two shots. So the 1-and-1, there is not a bonus. If you miss the first one, you still get the second one. And you don't have to wait till 10 fouls in a half to get the two. So, again, some football scores, 28-0 Marion Local over Patrick Henry. And that says second quarter, but it has to be very late in the second quarter. And Salina and Bishop Watterson were tied at 14 at the half. And Versailles is ahead 23-7 over the Columbus Grove Bulldogs at half. So those are the scores we have right now. The local teams are all doing pretty well. Salina's tied. Marion Local and Versailles both have pretty decent leads. But when it gets this late in the tournament, everybody is really good. So things could change there pretty quickly. A couple of breaks and another team could really get going. So it'll be Lady Knights with the ball first. Casey Gregory dribbles over in the right side. Gets it out front. Gets it to Callie Gregory. She dribbles to the top of the key. Flips it back out to Kolwicki. She gets it down to, I believe that's the other Gregory. And gets it to Callie Gregory. She drives from the foul line in. Nice shot off the left side. And in, 28-17, Lady Knights. McKenna Hillscamp back in the game for the Indians with two fouls. And she gets it to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy will drive to the left. She'll get it to Sage Luthold. Drives toward the basket and tipped away by one of the Lady Knights. So we will bring the ball in. It'll be Callie Wendell triggering in for the Indians. And we're looking to get it to him, and gets it to Carly Niekamp, and she got bumped, and the officials are looking at each other. Looks like we're going to keep it. She got what happened, well, we were the last ones to touch it, but sometimes they will call out of bounds on the other team to avoid calling a foul on them. So this time they didn't call the foul, and they did say that it was off of our player, which it was. But she got, I thought she got pushed. A lot of, like I said, a lot of times they just won't, they won't call the foul. They'll just give the other team the ball. So it is Lady Knights, and they have it down on their end. Klein tries to get it to Casey Gregory and tipped away, but she gets it back, goes back in. So Casey Gregory with a drive and layup, 30-17 now. They've outscored us, I believe, 4-0. And we try to get it inside to Carly off her hands and into the three or four rows of bleachers they have right in front of their stage. And so that'll be the Lady Knights ball. Casey Gregory gets it to Klein. Klein dribbles in. Nobody around her. She went right to the basket. She was so open that she couldn't make the shot. So it'll be Indians ball, 30-17. Kennedy gets it to Callie, back to Kennedy. She's guarded by Callie Gregory. Kennedy flips it to Sage Luthold, tries to put a shot up, didn't work, got blocked, went inside to Carly. Ball got away. Kennedy got the ball and put up a shot and missed. And it is Jossie Kolwicki that puts ball up and in for the Lady Knights. So it's 32-17. We've been outscored 6-0 here. And it's almost went back over and back. But Callie gets it to Carly. It's stolen away, and they're going to call. They say there's no such thing as a reach-in foul, but whatever it was, she fouled. She reached in and fouled her. So that was Callie Gregory, and that is her second foul. And we'll be triggering the ball inbounds. First foul of the quarter. Hillscamp goes in, tried to throw it out to Callie Wendell off the back of a defender and back to Hillscamp. She gets it into Sage Luthold, trying to get that shot up underneath and off of Callie Gregory's foot as she tried to pass it to Kennedy Mullenkamp. So off of Gregory's foot and out of bounds. And Callie Wendell will trigger the ball in for our Lady Indians. And Hillscamp is back out. And I believe Cameron Mullenkamp went in for her. I believe that's I'm seeing. Nope. Nope, that was it's Bridget Homan going in for her. So Bridget Homan back into the game, and they kind of tipped it away again, and we're triggering it in again. Goes to Kennedy Mullenkamp at the top of the key to Homan. She'll dribble to the left, back out to the right, to Kennedy at the top of the key, to Carly Niekamp, and she drives to the lane and up and in. Another two-point basket for Carly Niekamp, and it's 32-19. It took us 3 minutes to get on the scoreboard here in the third quarter, but 32-19. The Lady Knights have it. It's Klein, dribbles to the right, way out top, back to the top of the key, and over to Callie Gregory. She's looking for a way in. She goes up, puts up a nice right-hander, does not go in. Rebound, Kennedy Mullenkamp. She brings it across center court, again guarded by Callie Gregory, and gets it to Carly. Carly goes in and does not get it. Made a nice move, but just off the rim. Goes into Casey Gregory. She drives in, and she's fouled. And can't see who that was for us. We'll wait till it comes up on the scoreboard. But that'll put Casey Gregory at the foul line. And it is Bridget Homan with her first foul and the first foul for the Indians in this quarter. Just under 4.5 minutes left to play here in quarter number three. Casey Gregory at the foul line, up and in. It's 33-19. Indians trailing. And Haley McCoy, I believe, the first time she's coming in. She's a 5'10 sophomore. Good-looking athlete. And the second one goes up and in for Casey Gregory. So it'll be Indians bringing the ball in. Gets it to Callie. Back to Kennedy. Still not across center court. Gets it to Carly. And she goes toward the basket. Drives in. Gets it to Sage Luthold. Goes up. Bounces on the rim two or three times and finally drops through. 24-19. And it is quickly up to the Lady Knights. And Maya Etzler puts up a shot. Does not go in. And yep, that's going to be, have to stand up and stick my head out the window here to see, but it's going to be Indians ball. Be Callie getting it into Kennedy. No pressure from the Lady Knights. 34-21. Just under 4 minutes here now in the third quarter. Sage Luthold puts up a three off the back of the rim, and Etzler with her 6'2 body pulls that rebound down, and it'll be Klein. And she missed the shot, and I don't know. There's about 10 feet of the court that I can't see without crawling out the window here. So it'll be off of the Lady Knights, and Callie will, again, trigger it in for our Lady Indians. And as usual, she gets it to Kennedy Mullenkamp, our best ball handler. And she gets it back to Callie. Callie gets it to Carly Niekamp. She'll drive into the lane, back out to Sage. Ball up and no good. And the Lady Knights come up with the rebound. It is Casey Gregory bringing it up. She'll get it to Klein on the left wing. Klein dribbles out to the top of the key, back over to the left. Dribbles down into the lane and puts up a shot. No good, but she was fouled. And it looks like it will be on Sage Luthold. That's her first. It team's second. 3 minutes, 2 seconds here in quarter number three. Indians down 34-21. And it is Klein at the line. She makes her first one. So it's going to be Sophia Guggenbiller and McKenna Hillskamp was the other one that came in for the Indians. And they'll join Carly and Kennedy and Callie. The second one is up and good, 36-21. Indians down 15. So it's Callie to Kennedy, back to Callie. And they're trying to get it across center court, tipped away by Ellie Klein. So the Indians will bring it inbounds just on their side, on our side of the center court. That'll go to Hilskamp. She'll bring it across. Dribbling around at the top of the key and out to Guggenbiller. And she gets it to Kennedy at the top of the key. Hilskamp looked to shoot. Couldn't get the shot off to Guggenbiller. She'll drive in. Can't get it. And there's back out to Hilskamp. Shot up. No good. A three-pointer. And it, the rebound is to Callie Gregory, who threw it the length of the court and hit the wall about 5, 6, 10 feet up. So that was the Etzler boys wouldn't have been tall enough to catch that one. So that, now they steal the pass as we're trying to bring it down court. They get it into Kennedy Kreider. They get it to her. She that wasn't Kennedy Kreider. That's Haley McCoy. As she moved toward the basket, and she goes up. Shot does not go in, but she is fouled. And that foul is on Carly Niekamp. That's her first and the third of the quarter for the Indians. 2 minutes and 7 seconds left. And Haley McCoy puts that one in. It's now 38-21. Indians need to take care of the ball and get these shots in the basket. Carly gets it into Kennedy. Kenny brings it up. Again, guarded heavily by Callie Gregory. Gets it to Hilskamp. Hilskamp tries to put a shot up from the left side. She's fouled. Couldn't get it anywhere near the basket with the foul. So she'll go to the foul line. 39-21, Indians behind. Minute 52 here in quarter number three. And McKenna Hilskamp at the line, up and in. And she'll get a second one, of course. The bonus is not in effect anymore. That goes up and hits the net, but does not hit the rim, so that'll be out of bounds for the Lady Knights. 39-22, Indians down 17. Minute 52 here in the third quarter. And it is Casey Gregory bringing it up for the Lady Knights. She gets it to Ellie Klein. They get it back over to Casey. She gets it, tries to get it in to Maya Etzler. We steal it away. Good play by Carly Niekamp to anticipate that. Kicks it over to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She brings it up. We have our offense set. Kennedy drives toward the basket. She gets bumped and off her leg. I think they could have called a foul there, but are one of those, like as I was talking about before, don't call the foul, but get the ball back to us. But that's happened a couple of times this game, and they haven't called either one. So anyway, 39-22, minute 20, and Klein has it. Back over to Callie Etzler, or that's Callie Gregory, excuse me. And she misses it. Rebound Indians, but it's stolen away. And Kennedy Kreider gets an easy basket underneath. 41-22, Indians are down. And Hilskamp pops one from the corner. No good. She has a pretty good-looking shot that did not go in from the corner. That would have been a three. And it goes out of bounds off of the Lady Knights. And Lady Knights are going to call another timeout. They've done that twice. Big lead. Third in the last minute of a quarter, and they're going to call a timeout. So we'll just take one with them. Be back in just a minute or two.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helva Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to the Ray Etzler Gymnasium, where our Lady Indians are trailing 41-22. We've been outscored, if my math is right, 15-5 here in this third quarter. And the Lady Knights are looking very sharp. They are a very good team, and have been the last several years. And this Callie Gregory is the real deal. And her freshman sister, Casey Gregory, is really good. She's about a foot shorter, but she's really good. So Callie Gregory is 6'2", and Casey Gregory is 5'4", is what they have her listed at. So we try to get it inbounds. They knock it back out. Kennedy will trigger the ball in. 51 seconds, and we get it to Sage on the left corner. Nope, that was Guggenbiller on the left corner, and they throw it over to looks like we got called for a moving screen. So it'll be the Lady Knights ball. Four fouls for the Indians in this quarter. Three for the Lady Knights. And Callie Gregory will bring the ball up again. Kennedy Munkamp guarding her. Over to Ellie Klein. To Kreider. Back to Gregory. She'll drive to the foul line. Kicks it off. Back to Ellie Klein. Tipped away by Hillskamp. Picked back up by Klein. And down to 23 seconds, and she will drive to the foul line, kicks it back out to, looks like Reinhardt maybe. Am I looking at that right? Nope, that's Kolwicki. So she'll get it over to Klein at the top of the key. 6 seconds, gets it to Callie Gregory, and she dribbles to the foul line, puts one up, and all air. So we end quarter number three with the Lady Knights leading 41-22 over our Lady Indians. And we'll be back in just a minute or so with the fourth and probably final quarter. Back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 419-375-4181.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food. Just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Welcome back. Indians trailing 41-22 as we start quarter number four. I'm trying to find a couple of scores again. I did see that Versailles' score is still the same in the third quarter, and I believe they're up to 15 points, 15, 18 points. Salina and Bishop Watterson are still tied at 14 in the third quarter, and see if I can find something else here. We're back to the game, though, so I'll try to find the Marion Local Columbus Grove score. So the ball is out of bounds underneath the basket here on the near end. And it will be, looks like Callie Wendell triggering it in. She'll get it to Carly. A little bit of pressure by the Lady Knights. Kolwicki guarding Callie. Callie will bring it across center court. She gets it to Hillskamp. Drives into the lane. Off. No good. And Carly comes away with the rebound. And back out to Carly. Got it to Hillskamp, then back to Carly. Now Callie dribbles across the top of the key. She's on the right side and went off her leg as she tried to make the move to come back and goes out of bounds, and that will belong to the Lady Knights. So 7 minutes, 15 seconds left here. And it is inside to Casey Gregory. Nice little drive to the basket, up and in, 43-22, Indians down 19. And it'll be Callie Wendell, gets it over to Carly Niekamp. She'll drive to the foul line, goes into the lane, tries to put a shot up, and did an underhand, and she was fouled by, I'm pretty sure that'll be Maya Etzler. And that'll be, nope, that's Kennedy Kreider. So I guess I didn't see the number. I guess I decided that was who it was. So it'll be Kreider's second foul. And first shot up, no good. Carly back at the line. 6:53 here in the fourth quarter. Up and good. 43-23. Indians down 20. And it'll be Casey Gregory bringing the ball up, guarded by Callie Wendell. She goes to the left, dribbles back out to the top of the key, kicks to her sister on the right wing. She goes right then left, goes to the basket. She's fouled in the act of shooting, and she will go to the line for two shots. And the foul is on Sage Luthold, her second. We have McKenna Hillscamp with two, Sage with two, Bridget Holman with one, Carly Niekamp with one, and I believe that's all the fouls we have. I don't think we have anybody in trouble. So the first one is up and good for Callie Gregory. She'll get another one. I don't want to say it that way because it makes it sound like the one and one's still in effect, but that has gone away. She got her second one. Now 45-23. Callie Wendell will bring the ball up across center court over on the right wing. She'll dribble back out. She's looking for somebody to get it to. Tries to get it, tries to hand it to Sage Luthold, and it's stolen away by the Lady Knights. Klein will dribble in to the left side, tries to put a shot up, blocked by the Indians. Kicks it out real quick to Casey Gregory, who makes a three-pointer, and it's 48-23. They've scored 7 points, and we've scored one this quarter. Kennedy Mullenkamp has the ball. She's trying to get it to Callie. Throws it over her head, but she does run it down before it gets to center court. She's dribbling out at the top of the key, guarded heavily by Kolwicki. Looks like they're going to call a bump foul on her. Yeah, that's Kolwicki, and I believe that's her first foul. Yep. And it'll be Indians ball out of bounds. Again, five fouls per quarter, and then you shoot two foul shots. There is no five team fouls per quarter. There is no one and one anymore. That's stolen away by Callie Gregory. She goes down to her end of the floor, puts it up and in, 50-23. And Hillscamp will bring the ball up for the Indians. And she'll dribble down to the lane, puts up a left-handed shot, and fouled. So she'll get two shots. And I believe that is Casey Gregory. I missed several. That is her fourth foul on Casey Gregory, the freshman. And so the first one's up and in for McKenna Hillscamp. And looks like we're going to call a timeout, the Indians, and we'll have one more foul shot. We'll take a quick break, and that might give me a little time to check another couple of football scores. Back in just a minute.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to Ray Etzler Gymnasium. It is now 23-13 Versailles over Columbus Grove in the third quarter, so Columbus Grove has scored another touchdown. Salina is still tied, and Marion Local is still up pretty good. Second one is up and in for McKenna Hillscamp. And it's 50-25. A shot underneath for the Lady Knights misses. Rebounded back up for Haley McCoy, and I can't see that part of the court, so I don't know what happened. than it is the Lady Knights bringing the ball in, so it must have been out of bounds on us because no foul. Callie Gregory has the ball, dribbles in, kicks it back out to McCoy. She'll throw it to Klein. She goes to the basket. Looks like she'll be fouled in the acts of shooting. And that'll be a foul on Sage Leuthold, her third. Well, I don't know. They're not shooting anything. I don't understand. I guess I don't understand the new rule. They called a foul on her, but they didn't shoot foul shots. I thought everything was a foul shot. So not sure exactly what went on there, but another foul here. And that one is on Carly Niekamp, her second. And Callie Gregory will go to the line. Do not know how many points she has, but she has plenty. That one goes up and in. Three team fouls for each team here in quarter number four. Indians trail 51-25. Callie Gregory, your second one is up and in. Again, an outstanding player. She is guarding Kennedy Mullenkamp as she's bringing it up the court. And a little bit of contact, but they're not calling it, and they're letting them play, and that's just fine. They're calling it the same way both ways. Gets it to Hulskamp. She goes, makes a nice move across the lane, puts up a left-handed shot, and it's up and in, and fouled in the act of shooting. So that one is a foul on Casey Gregory, and that's her fifth. I was pretty surprised they left her in, but so they're putting in Peyton Hoffman, sophomore, in her place, and McKenna Hulskamp will go to the line, off the rim, no good. Klein with the rebound, ahead to Gregory, shot up by Hoffman that just came in, misses it. Rebound Indians. Callie Wendell goes down to the baseline. She gets it to Kennedy Mullenkamp, to Carly, who is blocked by Haley McCoy. Ball coming this way, and it's Klein going into the lane, back out to Hoffman. So she's been in for 30 seconds and has two shots up already. Indians with the rebound. Callie will bring it across center court, loses the ball, and it'll be Kulwicki coming the length of the court. I thought she was fouled. No call. Rebound to the Lady Knights. She is being hounded by the Lady Indians. And they do finally call a foul on her. That's let's see which one of our young ladies they call that on. It's a little tough to see from looking straight down on it. That is another foul on Carly Niekamp. She's picked up two. That's her third. She's picked up two in the last minute or so. Just under 4 minutes left here in quarter number four. And both teams with four foul shots, or four team fouls. So that's coming out here. That'll be Hoffman down in the corner to Kulwicki. And she'll dribble toward the lane. Tipped away by the Indians. Kennedy Mullenkamp has it. And being guarded by Ellie Klein, she backs off. And Kennedy will drive toward the basket and looking to go up. Ball's loose. Carly comes up with it, and she'll drive to the basket, and she'll put up a shot. No good. I thought she might have gotten fouled. I was looking for a whistle, but as I said, there's been a lot of contact both ways, and they haven't been calling kind of tic-tac fouls. They're letting them play, and they're calling it both ways. So it's going to be the Lady Knights ball under our basket. They'll go the length of the court. 3:19 left here in quarter number four. And it is Klein getting it to Hoffman. Back to Klein. She'll bring it across center court. And she's guarded by Callie Wendell. Gets it over in the corner to Kulwicki. And she'll dribble out on the right wing. She'll kick it over to Lily Best now in the game. And kicks it over to, I can't see, they're right below me and I can't see numbers. Lily Best again with it. She flips it. It goes, yep, I didn't think either of us touched it. She flipped it back as it was going out of bounds, and it went across the center court. As soon as they touched it, it was over and back. I'm pretty sure that's a correct call. 52-27. Indians down 25. Cameron Mullenkamp in the game now. Gets it inbounds to her sister, Kennedy. She'll bring it down to the right wing. Comes across, gets it to Cameron at the top of the key, to Guggenbiller. She'll get over to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll put it up. Nice runner. No good. Rebound. Yep. Stays with the Indians. So we have 2:24 left now. 52-27. They're taking a lot of their starters out. I think they have all of their starters out, I believe. So I'll probably miss several names here. So we have Sage Luthold getting it to Guggenbiller, who tried to get it to Cameron Mullenkamp in the corner, but threw it out ahead of her and could not get it. Cameron's got a little limp here going on, but she doesn't look like she's wincing, so I'm okay with that. 2:17, and it is Kulwicki with the ball, gets it to Peyton Hoffman, and Kulwicki down in the right corner. She'll drive toward the basket, partially blocked and grabbed by Sophie Guggenbiller, and she gets it ahead to Callie Wendell. She goes toward the basket, but backs off. She goes, turns around, comes back in at the basket, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. And see who they're going to call that on. That is foul on Haley McCoy. That's her second foul and fifth team foul. So first one up and good by Callie. And again, the rule, and I'm having trouble keeping that straight right now. Each quarter, each team gets five fouls and it starts all over. It's take it out of bounds 1 through 4. On the fifth one, you get 2 shots. There is no 1-1. Second one goes up and in, then it's 52-29. And it is Hoffman bringing the ball up, gets it to Kulwicki. Hoffman at the top of the key. McCoy back to Kulwicki. She dribbles across the top of the key, gets it over on the corner to Lily Best. Back to Kulwicki. Over to Lily Best on the left wing. Then to McCoy on the right wing. She flips it across and down in the corner to Lily Best. And the Indians steal it away. And it is Cameron tries to go ahead to, that's Maddie Shainline. Didn't see her come into the game. So was tipped away by one of the Lady Knights. Indians take it out underneath the basket. Indians have it out. I believe that's Bridget Holman out there. And went to Sophie Guggenbiller, who went to the basket, kind of had somebody in her way and took an extra step. A minute and a second here in quarter number four. And it is Hoffman bringing the ball up. They're kind of running clock here. Haley McCoy and to Kulwicki. They want to keep possession, but they're not trying to run the score up. They've had their starters out for a while now. And so it's just kind of a game of keep away. Kulwicki gets it back to Hoffman at the top of the key. Kulwicki on the right. They're both out past the volleyball line. And it'll be Kulwicki gets it back over to Hoffman on the left wing now. Goes down in the corner to Lily Best. She gets it back out to the top to Kulwicki. She's almost at half court. She'll dribble it. 10 seconds. They're just going to try to see if they can dribble it out. She flips it over to Hoffman. And 5-4-3-2. Final score, 52-29. The Crestview Knights will come out ahead of our Lady Indians here in the first game of the season and the first game for head coach Tyler Deitch against an outstanding Crestview team. I don't know. I have a pretty good guess how their season's going to go, and I'm I don't have our schedule right in front of me, but I'm very sure that we'll play them again. I could be wrong there. This might no, we wouldn't play them again in the regular season. But we do play St. Henry twice and Marion Local twice this year because there's a Battle of 119, they call it, on Wednesday after Christmas. St. Henry will play Marion Local, and they'll play boys and girls, 7th grade through varsity. And then on Thursday, I believe it is, we will go to Marion Local and do the same thing. And then on Friday, St. Henry will come to Fort Recovery. I believe that's how it goes. Anyway, everybody's going to play each other, and it's going to be boys and girls, 7th through varsity, sometime this between Christmas and New Year's. So, again, Indians lose 52-29 here. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, and everything you'll need to make your favorite dish. Plus their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just stop by and grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, call them a few days ahead of time, and they'll have it ready to go for you when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken.
Welcome back, where the Indians fall to the Crestview Lady Knights here in Convoy, 52-29. I believe it was 11-7 at the end of the first quarter, and they outscored us 15-10 in the second quarter for a 26-17 lead, and outscored us 15-5 in the third quarter for a 41-22 lead, a 19-point lead, and then they outscored us 11-7 in the final quarter for a 52-29 win for the Lady Knights. It's a tough way for our Lady Indians to start the season off. This is the Lady Knights are a really good team. I think that we're pretty good too, but with a team this good and with a lot of veterans coming back, been around for a long time. I think the Maya Etzler and Callie Gregory. Both seniors, I believe they've each played all 4 years, and several of the other ones are just really good. So this is a really good team we lost to. So nothing to hang your head about for sure with this, but didn't kind of come through like we were hoping it would. I do have some updates on football games. Marion Local, it says third quarter. It should be later than that, but Marion Local leads 35-0 over Columbus Grove. Versailles is leading. I don't remember who they're playing. Have it 30-13, and it's the fourth quarter, so that's looking good for them. Bishop Watterson is leading Salina in the fourth quarter, 17-14. Salina Bulldogs only down three, and this app doesn't give me any idea what the time is in any of these quarters. But so Versailles is looking pretty good. Fourth quarter, they're up 17. Salina's down three, needing them to come back, and Marion Local up big over Columbus Grove. So that's how that goes. We'll go over our upcoming games one more time. Tomorrow night, Lady Indians are playing at home against Arcanum. 6 o'clock start on Saturday night. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and that'll also be heard on the NFHS video. Tuesday, the girls will host Mississinawa Valley, and JV game will start at 6, and we'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the varsity game with the NFHS video. So that's tomorrow and Tuesday. Then next Saturday, it's Jay County Day. The girls will play at Jay County at noon, and the boys will host Jay County at 6, and we'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of both the JV and varsity for the girls and boys next Saturday. So season's off and running. Boys start next Saturday. The girls will have three games in by then, and it's going to be a good season for all of us, I think. Again, tonight, Lady Indians lose 52-29 against a tough Crestview team. So we're going to sign off here. I want to thank everybody for listening, and want to thank the Crestview folks here. Just they treat us like kings here, and they are just good people here, and we appreciate it, and we appreciate all you listening. We appreciate all of our sponsors, and we'll be back tomorrow night with our varsity game playing the Arcanum Lady Trojans. So we'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.